and welcome to All Things Apostolic. My name is Casey Sees, and I am your host for the day. This past weekend, we had our first service here in the new location in Turlock, California. As you can see in some of the photos here, we had a great turnout. There was a great move of God and a great altar call. This past Sunday, Bishop Miles Young from the Rock Church of Elk Grove preached the inauguration service. And as you can see in this photo here, afterwards, we had a great time of fellowship and food while various individuals in the church made both pork and chicken pozole. There was also some rice and beans and different things such as horchata. And we just had a great time. One of the greatest things about that service, in addition to the move of God, was the response that we saw from the community. As you can see in some of the earlier photos and possibly this photo here, we had 130 individuals in attendance. Now, one of the things that's significant about that is out of those 130, only 21 of them were from the Rock Church of Elk Grove. And so 21 individuals had come down, including Pastor Young, to show their support of the new church. And so that means we had over 100 in attendance that were not the Rock Church of Elk Grove related. And the reason why that is important is because it just shows the reach of the church and the growth that has been taking place here in this assembly since January of 2024. In that time frame, we've seen 32 individuals receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in other tongues, and we're just excited about what He's doing here, God, that is, doing here in the Central Valley and in Turlock specifically. Tonight is Wednesday, and what we're going to be doing tonight is we're going to start working through the book of Acts in an exegetical type of preaching and teaching. One of the reasons for this is while preaching the word and that we're accustomed to is very good and necessary, there is also another level of teaching that is good and necessary for maturing saints in the faith. And so one of those ways is through the teaching of the word, expounding verse by verse and going through the word. Over the past couple months, I was going through Christian Life Tabernacle in Memphis, Tennessee. I was looking at their website and looking at some of the sermons there, good friend Caleb Adams. And one of the things that I came across was a series that he did on the book of Ephesians. The series that he did on the book of Ephesians, I believe it was 24, 25 lessons where he went in depth and kind of pined through the book of Ephesians. And when I was on the trip a couple weeks ago in Turkey, there were a couple of individuals from the church there in Memphis on that specific trip. And I remember asking some of them, hey, I was on your website and it looked like in 2018, Pastor Caleb Adams went through the book of Ephesians verse by verse, gave the context, you know, covered the author, those types of things, and really gave a good, well-rounded teaching on the book of Ephesians. And I asked them, what was your take on that particular series? And without any hesitation, everybody I talked to from his church remembered the teaching, absolutely loved it. You know, some of the things that they were saying was, while I've read through the book of Ephesians many times, the beauty of having the pastor expound and pull that passage and go through verse by verse was it gave me a more rounded understanding of the book of Ephesians. And so everybody from Pastor Caleb Adams' church remembers him walking through the book of Ephesians, talks about how meaningful it was in rooting them in what the Bible actually said. And so that's one of the approaches that we're going to start here on Wednesday night Bible study here in the Rock Church Central Valley. And obviously, if God puts it on my heart or anybody else's and He impresses upon us different things, of course, we'll take a break in the midst of what we're covering here. But we feel like this is really a time for us to start digging into the book of Acts. And one of the things that I did to try and help instill it a little bit further. It's nothing super in-depth, but I created here, you can see a little cover photo of the Acts of the Apostles, and this is going to be what we're going through over the next couple weeks and probably couple months. I found a template inside of Canva, changed out the language, and so you don't have to be the best designer in the world to find something that works. And then I just kind of made a one-page note-taking section here, and as you can see as they zoom in here, the things that are covered on this page, the top box says scriptural references, authorship, and the we statements. It talks about Luke as a person, target audience, observations regarding the book of Acts, and then it has takeaways or personal application. And so what I did was created a little box where they could jot down notes, and then each lesson that we have when we go through the book of Acts, I'll print out another one of these that have different topics that are pertinent to what we're studying that day. Feel that this will help ingrain some of that stuff. And so tonight, as we go through the book of Acts, we're going to start with Acts chapter 1, verse 1, and then we're going to also look, in addition to Acts 1 and 1, we're going to look at Luke chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. And so reading from Acts chapter 1, verse 1, it states this, "The former treaty have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to both do and teach." Now in Luke 1, 1 through 4, it says, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed." And so when we look at Luke and we look at Acts, one of the first things that we notice is that the book of Acts is a continuation of the Gospel of Luke. Both of these are written to Theophilus, and in fact, many scholars and theologians would argue that this should be read as a two-part volume. And so one of the obvious things then that arises is in regards to the author. We see first and foremost in Acts, or Luke rather, Luke chapter 1, verse 2, that the writer of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, did not consider himself an eyewitness to the events that were taking place in the gospel, in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, but instead he saw himself as one who had learned from these eyewitnesses. In fact, when we look at Luke 1 verse 3 in the King James, it says, "having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first." If we read that in other translations, the ESV says this, "having followed all things closely for some time past." And the NASB words it this way, "having investigated carefully everything from the beginning." And so the writer is saying, while I was not one of the original apostles, what I am writing in the book of Luke has been passed down to me from the original apostles. And not only is it something that's been passed down that they taught me, I thoroughly investigated this. And so the author of Luke is telling them, hey, I received this from eyewitnesses, and I did a lot of investigation myself to ensure that what I'm saying is truthful. And one thing to consider and to remember here is that while the author is not an eyewitness of the events that take place in the gospel, that is not the case when we talk about the book of Acts. In fact, the book of Acts contains much of what some individuals would call the we statements, in which the author of the book places himself at the scene of the events that are taking place in the book of Acts. And so these we statements that we find in the book of Acts are not fictitious, as some assume. And so tonight we'll talk about other possible people that could have been, but when we sit here, we see that one companion who is listed in Rome, who is not named in the book of Acts, is Luke. And the view of the early church was that Luke was the author of the Gospel of Luke as well as the book of Acts. And so through tradition, external sources, we see that Luke is named as the companion or the author of Luke and Acts. We also see within the Bible, because Luke is mentioned with the Apostle Paul in Rome, but he is not mentioned by name in the midst of the we statements, that there is very good internal evidence as well that Luke is the author. And so in addition to looking at some of these things, we're also going to look at who Luke was. According to Colossians 4 and 14, Luke was a physician. And so this gives reason to why the writing style of the book of Acts, as well as the book of Luke or the Gospel of Luke, is written in an educated style. We also see that Luke knows the Aegean region thoroughly, and he cares about that region. When we look at other parts of that world, Luke doesn't seem as familiar with them. According to the context of Luke, or Colossians rather, 4 and 14, Luke is presumably a Gentile given the context of that passage, because he doesn't seem familiar with Palestinian Jewish customs nor those customs of Judea or Galilee. But he does know the Septuagint forward and backward, and his understanding of the Septuagint would then, if he is Gentile, place Luke as one that would be labeled as a God-fearer. And this is pretty insightful when we think about Cornelius and the God-fearers that Luke mentions throughout his writing. And so part of the reason possibly why Luke highlights this is because Luke himself is a Gentile and is lumped with the God-fearers. Another thing we'll talk about is the target audience and how it was written to Theophilus, but it was also expected to be read by a larger audience. Some scholars argue that the reason why Theophilus is mentioned in both Luke and Acts in the prologue is because that Theophilus was likely a real person of means, and that he could have very well been sponsoring the circulation of that book. We're also going to talk about some of the geographic features and some observations. One of the key observations that we're going to highlight tonight, and I'll leave you with this, is the timeline of Acts. A lot of times when we read the book of Acts, because we can sit down and read the 28 chapters in one setting, we don't realize how much time took place throughout the book of Acts. And so the book of Acts begins somewhere around approximately 30 to 32 AD and covers events up to approximately 64 AD. And so the book of Acts time span, the events that take place in the book of Acts, span 30 to 34 years. And as such, it is the only book in the New Testament that chronicles the history of the church. And so when we look at the timeline, one of the things that we can look at is Acts chapter 2 takes place somewhere around 31 or 32 AD. And then Philip preaching the gospel to the Samaritans in Acts 8 likely took place around 35 AD. So we can see from Acts chapter 2 to Acts chapter 8 that 3, possibly 4 years have taken place for the gospel to move from Jerusalem to Samaria. We also can see in Acts chapter 10 that this particular event took place somewhere around 40 AD. And so that means it took 8 to 10 years for the gospel to move from Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2 to Gentiles and Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. And so there's when we think about that, and when we read and understand the amount of time that took place there, it's no wonder why God had to persecute the church and why martyrdom took place of Stephen in order to get the church to move beyond Judea. We can also see that Paul's missionary journeys begin around 47 AD, and they continue to take place for another 15 to 17 years. And so when we start to look at the book of Acts as a whole and we understand its authorship, we understand who it was written to and the time frame that it covers, it gives us a good starting point to then move into the events and everything that take place in the book of Acts. I hope you enjoyed this episode of All Things Apostolic. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. God bless.